shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be
good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are once again welcoming you to the news hour, starting very late. We had a very lengthy program. We had a very lengthy town hall meeting earlier that ate into our time now, so we do apologize for coming to you a bit late. Wherever you are, that this is Radio Biafra, we're coming to you live and direct from Bangkok. Once again, and Bangkok is in Thailand, we must not forget that. We're coming from the home of our principal host here, our dear brother Pastor Levy and family, and also a family of great Biafrans there with us. Thailand continues to do us very proud. They continue to turn out in great numbers to come and witness the message of redemption, of hope that we are bringing to them. Wherever you are on this planet Earth, we are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people, especially those in Asia. Because here it is past midnight. Here the time is 20 minutes past 1 a.m. in the morning, Tuesday morning. So we welcome you because this is your radio station. This is a public platform, the only place where you speak without having to pay for it. We practice journalism in its truest form, in its classical form. This is journalism, because here on Radio Biafra we tell you the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, because we believe in the truth, because that is the only thing that can redeem us. Our ancestors always remind us that truth is life, is Yokubundu, and that is our mantra. We sing it like a song all the time. That is why if you come here, we welcome you with open arms. We say to you, please go and bring your pen and paper, inform your friends and family. The number with which to contact us on, there are two numbers actually. If you go to Facebook, there are two numbers, which I read those out later on. If you go to the website, you only have one number. You can also get us via Skype. Our Skype is working. We had some teething problems with our connectivity, but it's all resolved now. It's all working very well. So we welcome you because God is with us. We shall prevail regardless of the difficulty. We always invariably overcome that. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the host of Radio Biafra and its director, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. It is an honor and privilege to serve my people from this position, and everything I have, I would gladly give in service to my country, Biafra, my beloved country. We have our brothers here. We have Chidera Akabu as well. We are hoped to be joined by Barrister Mamezu at some time during our proceedings this evening. Wherever you are, please, 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 we are welcoming you. It is with great sadness that we announce the death of the father of our brother and also our treasurer here. Is that correct?
Yeah, okay.
His name is Simeon.
Anya
Demajo. Is that correct?
Anya
Demajo. It's a very grand name. He lost his father. It's very, very sad. He is our treasurer, our new treasurer, because we can announce to the world later on, they will tell you what happened here today in Thailand. We can announce that the Biafran family is finally, formally, and principally constituted here. that this is Radio Biafra. We come to you via radiobiafra.co, bilierhumanrights.org, peopleofbiafra.org, and indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Wherever you are on this earth, you're receiving Radio Biafra at this very time. Our listenership base, my grammar has to be correct. The listenership of Radio Biafra is based in each and every country on this planet. That is where we have the widest outreach. We are the only indigenous broadcaster with their own dedicated app. We must tell you that our Android app is out. Our iTunes app is also out, which is the one for iPhone and for iPad and all the rest of it. We are working on BlackBerry and on Windows as well. Those should be out before the end of the week. We do assure you that. We do things that other people cannot do because we are chosen by God to do this work. We have Chidera, our dear sister, who is in Johnson City in Tennessee in the USA, and also a studio full of our dear brothers here in Bangkok in Thailand. Chidera, you will acknowledge the presence of Radio Biafra listeners all over the world, please, because we are running a bit late.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. We apologize for coming a little bit late. I'm saying good morning to those of you in Thailand. Good afternoon, good night to even some of you. Welcome to today's edition of the broadcast from here at Johnson City, Tennessee. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. If you're joining us for the very first time, that this is the voice of the people projecting the redemption of Biafra to the entire humanity. We are here to broadcast a news about the restoration of the wonderful Republic of Biafra. I can't use the word great because we've not succeeded. If we overcome all the odds, then we can append great to our name. We will go around this very marvelous studio, very cool and chilled, to please one after the other accept the presence of our people, acknowledge them, because they are also tuning in, so we must also be grateful to them as well for listening to us. It's like cooking. When you cook and nobody eats it, then it's a bit funny, it's a bit strange. But when you, it's something with broadcasting. When you broadcast and people are listening, you are doing something right. They listen to us in their millions. Some of them even hide, especially those of them from World Igbo Congress. They hide in America to listen to Radio Biafra. And we hope that they may be able to change so that they can partake in the redemption that is coming. I'll start from the left, please, and end up with our leader. Our leader and coordinator all rolled into one. You lead, you coordinate. He will speak last. Please, go ahead.
Hello, my fellow people of Biafra and friends of Biafra. My name is Osto Keke. I happen to come from Umuze in Urumba South LGA, Anambra State in Biafra land. Thank you for being with us in another day like this for today, broadcast from Radio Biafra Live from Thailand and Bangkok.
And what is your position in the newly constituted executive of Biafrans here in Thailand?
My position here now is
the head of mobilization. You go and bring people here. That is what you've been doing from day one. You are continuing in that thread. You have done marvelously well, and we acknowledge it, please.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much, you yourself, director, for your marvelous job also. Thank
God
you.
Bless you. Thank you very, very much.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. I am John Mbanogo Ihanacho, the Bental son from Imo State, Omodim. I am happy to be a member of a mobilization group of great people of Biafra. And I pray, may the Almighty God grant us our wish. Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Yes, please, go ahead. I can't hear you. No, we cannot hear you. We cannot hear you. Change your microphones, please.
The people of Biafra, my name is Christopher Ndubisi Okeke. I'm from Ogu local government of Enugu State. I am now the assistant director.
The deputy director
and coordinator of Biafrans in Thailand. We are happy to welcome you back here again in Radio Biafra, broadcasting live from Bangkok in Thailand. You are highly welcome.
Thank you very, very much. The full title, the way it is known, is the Deputy Leader and Coordinator. The lead and the coordinate at the same time. Please, my dear brother, please proceed. Yes, go ahead.
My name is Oge Mwabisi Ude. I'm from Enugu State in Ogun local government. I want to use this opportunity to thank each, every one of us that listen our voice and say, may the Lord God be with us. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We invoke the presence of the Lord because we are godly people. We are His children. God must create us in His own image. So Biafrans are the visual representation of God's physical presence on this earth. Please, go ahead.
The great Biafra, my name is Ikechukwu Obase Olegonya, from Isulo government. I use opportunity, this opportunity, to thank any one of Biafra to keep on going. Never go down, go up, in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Hello, dear friends all over the world. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to some countries all over the world. I am Pastor Livy Emezito Haike from Imo State, Old East. We are happy to see that tonight we want to broadcast live again from Bangkok, Thailand. By the grace of God, today I am elected to be their chief coordinator in Thailand.
You are not the chief coordinator, you are the, you must get the titles correct. You are the leader and coordinator here in Thailand.
Yes. So to the glory of God, we have promised to serve dear friends in Thailand as God has made it today. I just want to use the opportunity to thank all the Biafras in Thailand and asking them now to come up, stop hiding, come and let's build our nation and let's work together as one family. This is what I'm asking every Nigerian, every Thailand, everybody in Thailand, mostly all the Biafras in Thailand, come and let's join hands and get our Biafras. Thank you so much. We still have much to say, but let's take it like that. God bless you all as we pay attention and listen for tonight's broadcast. God bless.
Thank you very, very much. Wherever you are, please, we implore you, we urge you, we ask you to dedicate your attention for the next, say, roughly an hour and a half, because Radio Biafra is here to educate, to enlighten, to make you aware of things you never knew existed. We are here also to make sure that the march towards Biafra is relentless, that we are going to get Biafra. We are going to get Biafra. People must listen and listen very carefully. We are going to get Biafra. Because it is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. Only two options. Biafra or death. There is no third option. There is no third way. We are not going to exile. We are not running away from where we come from. God gave us the land. If you say we will not be free, you will perish with us. That is a very simple assurance. We welcome you wherever you are. We want to be free. That is why Radio Biafra exists. No other reason, just so that we may be free. We are the children of God. God created Biafra. Frederick Lugard created Nigeria. Our request to God is very simple. We pray to you, we call upon your name all the time. If you are God, you must prove that you are God. Your creation, Biafra, predates the creation of Lucifer, which is Nigeria. To allow the domination of Biafra by Nigeria is scripturally unjust, both on earth and in heaven. That is where we say that Biafra must be free. Biafra is not a political struggle. Biafra is not even an ideological pursuit. Biafra is the fulfillment of a prophecy. It is spiritual. That is why when you're infected with the good spirit of Biafra, you begin to testify. so many testimony. This is the only name you embrace whatever difficulties you're passing through, even the possible ones become possible. I attest to that personally, as a person. People pursue us all over the place in Asia, wherever we have been to. Nobody attending any Radio Biafra function, nobody attending any function organized by Biafrans, be it in Malaysia or in Thailand, has been molested by the police. In fact, if they stop you, if you say you're a Biafran, they'll ask you to go. Go and ask anybody in Malaysia. We met countless times. We are now meeting in Thailand countless times. From the first day I arrived here, there's been no problems. That goes to show that God is indeed with us, and we are His children. Chidera, you will please kindly give us the news headlines and accompanying news roundup, please, that this is Radio Biafra, and we are reaching the entire humanity from the very beautiful city of Bangkok here in Thailand. Please.
The news headlines. Islamic fundamentalists abduct and force 15-year-old Igbo schoolgirl into marriage. U.S. warns citizens against travel to northern Nigeria. The owner of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, Sultan Dasuki, said the country is sliding into lawlessness. Campaign for Democracy seeks compensation for Igbos killed by Boko Haram. Chief Edwin Clark's group attacks Nwabueze on advice to Jonathan. Now the news in detail. Madam Jesse Ukeje, a 77-year-old grandmother from Eloma Ozakoli in Bende local government area of Abia State, is in pain. So also is her daughter, Joy Ihedema Ukeje. Mama Jesse's granddaughter, Joy's daughter, Rita Chinedu Ukeje, 15 years, was allegedly abducted by Islamic fundamentalists and given out in marriage to one of their own. Since then, the family has been in untold distress. Now, Mrs. Ukeje is calling on President Goodluck Jonathan to help rescue the girl from the clutches of her abductors. Ukeje said her granddaughter was given out in marriage by a top official of Zaria City local government area without the consent of her family. Rita, an SS3 student of Top Spring Secondary School, Zaria, Kaduna State, was abducted by a commercial bus driver called Osman, who held her captive in his home, denying her the chance of sitting for the senior school certificate examination, SSCE, she had enrolled for. Worried about likely violent protests ahead of the 12th anniversary of the September 11, 2011 attacks on the Twin Towers and 2001 on the Twin Towers and the World Trade Center in New York, the United States has issued travel alerts to its citizens. Because of safety and security concerns, the U.S. mission in Nigeria is enforcing a restricted travel policy for U.S. embassy personnel to the states of Adamawa, Bauchi, Borno, Gombe, Jigawa, Kaduna, Kano, Katsina, Kebbi, Niger, Plateau, Sokoto, Yobe, and Zamfara, the U.S. embassy in Nigeria posted on its website yesterday. The embassy said the restriction is to prevent American citizens from being hurt in the event of spontaneous demonstrations that could occur on the 9/11 anniversary. Spontaneous demonstrations are also likely to occur in these and possibly other areas within Nigeria in response to heightened tensions in the Middle East, as well as the lead-up to September 11, said the statement. Nigeria seems to be gradually sliding into lawlessness, and there is the urgent need for proactive and effective ways to addressing these precarious security upheavals as been witnessed in the country. This is the position of the Jamaatul Nasrul Islam, JNI, after taking stock of the latest round of killings in parts of the country's north. JNI is on innocent persons at Bama, Borno State, and the today's killing of Dr. Musa Muhammad Dambam, the medical director of Federal Medical Center, FMC, Azari, and the district head of Yama in Bauchi State, as ungodly, heinous, and utterly reprehensible. A statement signed by the Secretary General, Dr. Khalid Abubakar Aliyu, and made available to News Express in Kaduna reads, "Once again, Jamaatul Nasrul Islam, JNI, under the leadership of His Eminence Alhaji Muhammad Sa'ad Abubakar, the Sultan of Sokoto and President General, JNI, received with shock the cruel and merciless attacks on innocent persons at Bama and Dambua local governments, and that of yesterday night, said to have been carried out near Maiduguri, all of Borno State, which resulted in loss of many lives. Similarly, the brutal and gruesome killings of Dr. Musa Mohammed Dambam, Medical Director of Federal Medical Center, Azare, and the District Head of Yemen, all in Bauchi State, are condemned in the strongest terms, as they are ungodly, heinous, and utterly reprehensible. The Campaign for Democracy has asked the federal government to compensate families of the 1,836 Igbo people killed by the Boko Haram insurgents in the north since 2011. This was contained in a statement by the organization in Onitsha, Anambra State, on Sunday. The statement was signed by the chairman, CD Southeast Region, Mr. Ozo A. Ozo. For over 3 years now, over 1,836 Igbo men, women, and children have been killed either through terrorist attacks, direct gunning down, or slaughtered in a gruesome manner. Most of them were killed in the mud parks, churches, schools, and even in their private homes, the statement said. The CD said that the killing of Ndi Igbo started in a large scale in the December 25, 2011 Christmas Day bombings that killed over 35 people at the St. Teresa's Catholic Church in Madala, Niger State, by Boko Haram sect. This has been an issue of contention as the South South People's Assembly, SSPA, at the weekend accused Professor Mwabweze of deliberately lying to reporters on the issues discussed. Mwabweze, shortly after the meeting, after meeting the president at the presidential villa on Thursday, told reporters that President Jonathan should not run. The eminent lawyer said this was his personal opinion, but the Chief Edwin Clark-led South South People's Assembly said that the issue of 2015 was never part of the issues discussed. Addressing reporters in Abuja at the weekend, the acting national chairman of SSPA, Air Commodore Idongesit Nkanga, queried the professor's moral ground to advise the president, citing that he described as his penchant for denigrating President Jonathan's administration at every given opportunity. This is the news of today, 2nd of September 2013. Over to you, Director.
Much thank you, Chidera, for the news. I don't know if I still sound a bit nasal. I was slightly ill. I hope it wasn't the avian flu that I don't know what flu it was, but I knew something was wrong with me. But I feel a lot better now. I feel definitely better. Thank you very much for that. Our news is packed. In Heneme, many things are happening. The kidnapping, I don't know where to begin from. I don't know where to start from. I wish Barrister Mamezu can please reconnect with us. If Barrister Mamezu can reconnect with us, I will be most grateful, because we are dealing with issues of the law, with issues of abduction, of kidnapping, possibly rape, and false imprisonment. The other time this news was reported, a lot of people said that Charity ran to the home of the Esu of Nupe, the millipede of Nupe. Esu, where we come from, is millipede. They took our sister. The father lamented and said, "My daughter was abducted." Nobody was listening. Because we did nothing, because Ohaneze did nothing, because Aki Kenga did nothing, World Igbo Congress did nothing, a lot of people did nothing, including the president of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. It gave a green light to Hausa people to go and abduct Igbo girls in the north. They have gone and abducted a 15-year-old, 1-5-15. People can now begin to understand when we speak on Radio Biafra, our people must listen. The reason why they introduced the pedophile laws is to enable them go and kidnap little children, as they have now done. We are coming to an end as a race. Shame, humiliation, and disgrace is coming from every quarter. Parents are powerless to do anything. The entire political class in Igbo land have been compromised. That is why they cannot speak. They cannot talk. They have gone and dined with the enemy, with the devil. They have been compromised and they can't say anything. Their own daughters are being taken. the shameless fools that gave an award to Ojo's Okalo. This is what we are talking about. Those Igbo people fathered by Hausa Fulani men and Yoruba men in Dallas, in Texas, by the name of World Igbo Congress. This is what we are talking about. 15 years old, Igbo girl. She wasn't kidnapped by an engineer or a doctor or a scientist or a physicist or even a pharmacist. She was kidnapped by a bus driver, a Hausa bus driver. Assaulted, raped, and stopped from going to school. An Igbo girl. We carry on as if life is normal. It doesn't affect us. We don't feel no shame. You don't have any shame. For the very first time in my life, I wept internally. And I don't know why I don't have the means or the ability to redeem the honor of our people at this very critical time. In fact, I cannot go on to continue to present or dwell on this very news. I will allow other people to come in and we'll take calls on this. This is not about presenting news anymore. And I do apologize if it is a slightly unprofessional of me. Because I never thought in my life I would live to be reading this type of news. Talk less of analyzing it. This could be anybody's daughter. How old is your daughter, Pastor Levy? How old? One of the Afro, how old is she?
My first one is now
20
years.
Second one?
It's 18 years.
Third one? This girl is 15 years old.
Same as my daughter.
Same as your daughter. Is that, yeah. Maybe I got it wrong. Your daughter is 15.
Yeah.
I will be very, very brutal. How would you feel if you were to hear tonight that your daughter, who is at home schooling,
I don't even want to feel it. It's very hard for me to digest. I can't take it. I don't even want to think about it. For it to be my daughter. I don't want it to be my daughter. I don't want to think it about. I don't see. It's not me. It's not mine. That's how I feel.
This girl's name is Rita Chinedu Ukeje. That is the correct pronunciation. Ukeje. That's the name. You now see the advantage of growing up in the village. You know how to pronounce every Igbo name. It's Ukeje. She was abducted by an Islamic fundamentalist bus driver and given to him in marriage. They now take us and say, oh, they ran to us. We warned that this thing will happen on this radio station. We told our people. This is only the beginning. These are the words that the parents inquired. Had the temerity to go and ask people to say, where is my daughter? There are countless and thousands of Igbo girls in northern Nigeria being forcibly abducted, kidnapped, raped, and forced into marriage, child marriage. Before they are 20, they will have one or two children, and they'll be diseased. Agebunya Horia.
But director, they.
And they will die from the illness. This is happening in the Zoological Republic, and some people are in America having a jamboree for APC, a Hausa party. Please say what you want to say. I cannot continue to talk about this. It's very annoying.
It's very annoying and it's very horrible. I can't understand. I think this zoological government have a law that says that anybody who is under 18 is a kid. Very, you know, what is happening to these people? Are they crazy? Where is the law? Where is the the zoological law? Where is the government? Huh? How can you take somebody's child and maybe one day they will get married to some girl who is 1 month old or something like that? Huh? Where is Jonathan and his bad luck? Where are they? Where are the stupid police people in the zoo? Can't anybody do anything? Where is our people? Where are they?
Radio Biafra is in Bangkok in Thailand. The only people that speak up for our people. The other ones are busy running around looking for money. Let's go to Mr. Mambezi before we come to each and every one of you. Everybody must say something tonight on this very issue. Barrister Mambezi, you are with us. Please greet our listeners and then you proceed to tell us what you make of what we are presenting. Another abduction, another Igbo girl, this time around a 15-year-old, abducted by a Hausa bus driver. May the good Lord have mercy on our soul. Chineke mera anyi ebere. Because as a people, we are dying. Please go ahead.
Director, good evening. And good evening to all my people in Thailand, especially in Bangkok. All the brothers, and I'm sure we have sisters there as well, who've made it vitally important and very, very necessary for Director to be broadcasting from Bangkok. And that is where we are hearing you from. We welcome all our callers, Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and those who have the interest of Biafrans at heart. We thank you again for today and for all the discussions we are unfolding this evening. Director, let me take the bull by the horn, especially this UKJ of a girl, the brilliant, intelligent girl, because the Hausas always, not only the Hausas, the Hausas and the Yorubas, they always want the blood of Igbos. Why? Because of the cleverness. I don't know, they will not go to abduct any child from Yoruba land. It has always been Igbo. Why is it? Why is it that we have a president in that bloody country, yet the country is lawless? A Hausa man saying today that Nigeria is sliding into a lawless country. It's been lawless from creation. It's been not from day one. Why are they realizing today that because Radio Biafra is bringing out all the information that they ought to have known all these years? Everybody's jumping in and claiming as if Nigeria was created yesterday. For how many bloody years that country has been in existence? Killing, victimizing, pillaging and taking all the wealth that belongs to the Easterners. Yet, only now they are realizing. Because there's no Hausa man on top. Good luck, Jonathan is the one who is the president. That's why the Hausas are now realizing, just like Director was saying last week, when every Hausa man woman is saying that because good luck is in power, that's why the economy, the youth are no longer in employment. That's why everything is crumbling. And then Director put the question, what has good luck done that brought about the crumbling of the northern economy? Nothing. Only now they realized that they don't have employment just because good luck has just been there barely 2.5 years. Director, because they've abducted the first girl from Igbo land, nothing was done. Remember the Islamic law, their own court said that the girl has been kept in custody pending when she gets pregnant. That is what pending means. Now, this girl who's supposed to take her exams has been denied of her examination. A Hausa driver is always the Fulani driver.
Always.
They are the ones spots where our people are alive. They will kill them. They'll run them over. The ones they cannot kidnap, they'll run them over. And the ones that they will get, they put them in their own custody. We have no longer a president in that country. We don't have policemen anymore. And yet, some of our stupid people are saying that we should still remain in Nigeria. This is a big bloody disgrace that even a deaf person will curse whoever is agitating all this. That we Biafra should carry on staying with Nigeria is a bloody, foolish, nonsensical country that has no, you cannot even make any sense of it. We have a president. Something is happening before you and nobody can take action. Police are powerless. Army are powerless. The houses are now doing as they see fit. And the APC will carry their own agenda and go to the Igbo Congress in Dallas and they welcome them. May shame before all of them, including their families. The only one thing we promise them, Director, is that Biafra will come and will come to shame those who support the Hausa Fulani Yoruba group that believe that our people should be subjugated. I can see that the civil war is not over yet because they are still maltreating our people, victimizing us. It's like when two hippopotamus fight. The one that treated the other one wickedly will climb on that one to show, look, I am your lord, I am your king. This is what is still happening since 1972. We have never stopped suffering. We have never stopped enslaving ourselves before the Hausa Fulanis and the Yorubas. And they are using our own economy to better themselves. And yet, our people cannot even realize this. Our people cannot see that they have been impoverished. If only they have their brother, their sister, their mom, and their dads in the States, then anybody can go to hell. But don't worry. What is happening to the poor will eventually happen to you. Those who do not want to care about those who are suffering. But we can, God knows. Director, today's topic is upsetting me. And if I carry on talking, I will either go emotional or I go berserk here.
Thank you very much. I'm insane myself. I wasn't okay before because of what Nigeria is doing to our people. And now we have this. My prayer for everybody that attended the World Igbo Conference or Congress, whatever they call the rubbish in Dallas, is this. My prayer morning, noon and night is that one of your daughters will be kidnapped by a Hausa bus driver. I will pray every blessed day for you people to witness what we are talking about, for you people to know the mess that we are in as a people. It is not just only there. Even the owner of the zoo, the chief zookeeper, the Sultan of Sokoto, the zookeeper, he keeps the zoo. That's his country, given to him by the British as a free gift. They are middlemen. And it is unacceptable that this type of nonsense will happen in our lifetime. Where we come from, we're not going to have it. I would like to hear what the people here in the studio have to say before we go on to take the calls, please, very briefly, because I want to come to you again and again and again. Keep it to 2 minutes, please. Our sister has been taken. That was up earlier. Nike. The next we'll hear is that they'll impregnate her, give her disease, and she'll be left to die, 15 years old. The world must hear about this. I'll be writing to the British government, to BBC, to say this is the product of your handiwork, what you have done to our people. Because of you, our children are being raped blatantly. Please go ahead, Osi. We can't hear you. What is going on? Is that one bad? It's still not. I can't still hear you. Is it on?
My fellow dear friends, wherever you are, being you a good listener and a good dear friends, who you claim to be, you are hearing our topic today about what is happening to our people. And it's very, very unfortunate that we are passing through all this yet. Biafra or an Igbo born blood will still come out and claim he's still one Nigeria. That person must be insane. I must tell you, he's not with his senses. So please, we have passed a lot of all this. This is time we have to stand out and say enough is enough. That is why we must fight for this battle. That is why we must not look back, no matter whatever is going to take us. even if we are going to put our life there just to make sure we are not alive witnessing all this thing. We are going to do it this time. So we are begging all our people, wherever you are, if you are not yet on serious on this issue, this is the time. When you hear what is happening to our land, just imagine, in the Zoological Republic, you can even, very soon, even 10 years, 8 years, they will start carrying them. Nothing will happen. As we are saying it now, so shall we keep saying it tomorrow. You still hear the worst one, you know. So please, enough is enough. That is why we are here. That is why we are awake today by this time. That is why every one of us must come out and wake up in this battle. That is why we must not relent. That is why we must not go back in this journey. That is why we must not allow this to continue. If this continues, it's better we die in this than to stay alive watching all this thing happening to our people. God forbid. We are not going to relent. We are not going to stop until we get Biafra. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. What do you make of what you are presenting today, please?
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. I'm very, very upset on what is happening in Biafra land. What is happening in Nigeria, is a zoological country. He who runs to lion, when lion is sleeping, without knowing that lion can bite, without knowing that lion is very, very dangerous, without knowing that lion, when a lion rise up, he can be able to turn back to look of what is pursuing him. That person is very, very fool. I think this Hausa Fulani and people that are very, very fool because they don't know what they are doing. They don't know what they don't know what they are attempting to. But right now, we have come out to look for what is pursuing us. Yes. In fact, I have nothing to say. They should wait. We are coming for them.
I don't know what is happening with the line. Yeah.
Our fellow Biafrans, there is something that our people, the Igbo Biafrans, used to call Alo. Alo. There's another Igbo word that we used to say. Okay, no, 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 ewu no, 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 these people in the zoo are really acting like animals. Where in the world can something like this happen? Only in the zoo. But where is our people? Where are they? Where is everybody? This is not the first time. This is the second time. And if we keep silent, it will happen the third time, the fourth time, the fifth time, and on and on and on. It is not me, not my family, not my child. One day it will come to you. So let us rise up now. Now. There's nothing like wait tomorrow or wait till daybreak. No. Let us stand up now. From wherever you are, stand up now. So that we will stop this once and for all. How? We are not among the people in the zoo. We are not supposed to be in the zoo. We are not among those zoological country. We will never be. We are not and we will never be. Let us all stand up now for our freedom. Let us build our own country. Let us move away from the zoo. We are not Nigeria and we will never be Nigeria. If you like, you take it. If you like, you leave it. It is like that. And it will always be like that. Osama knows that you are not his people. And he can treat you anyhow he like. Okay. If you know that you are powerful, go and do the same thing to an Hausa girl. And you see how many daggers and water you see in the street.
they will use AK-47 to pursue you. Huh? When they move with their cattle, they will have AK-47 at their back. But when you take Ebensiebe and come out in the street, your brother who is a zoological policeman will arrest you. Huh? And you are still calling yourself Nigeria. Don't you see you are being marginalized? It's time to stand up, my people. It's time for Biafra to go home. We are not with them. They never recognize us, and they will never recognize us. If you think that you are one Nigeria, you are just joking. You are dreaming a dream that will never come true. Thank you, my people.
Thank you very much.
The great Biafra, I thank you, each one of you, anywhere apart the country, you are there listening to us and listening to me. I have a question to ask the country of Nigeria for the government and their governors. This tide that Muslim people or Hausa people that are kidnapped and bereft and keep in their home, if it is your own child, what will you do? If you in the same manner, this family on their shoe, if you are in the same shoe on these people, you're going to feel pain, and I know you are not going to take it easy. The problem we are facing tonight is you people think without you people we cannot live. We can live. We are the Biafra. And the soldier never look back. You think you're a soldier. Zombie cannot go until you tell him to go. I want to ask you people to know a time has come to every one of Biafra to stand as a man and for whatever. Listen to me, all Biafrans. We must carry on. No matter anything he or she may be thinking, with God, everything will be possible. We are thanking our brothers and sisters, anywhere they are, listen to us. We can never give chance. We can never allow any Islamic rulers to see us again. We don't belong to Nigerians. They say we are Nigerians. How can we carry up three countries and you join together? And one country ruling all the whole country, taking everything, all the whole resources. They don't care for masses. They care only their pocket and their children. Masses dying. People dying. You went to Canada, you see Igbo man. You went to Syria, you see Igbo man. Any part of country, you see Igbo man. There's no outside there. There's no even Yoruba there. Even if they're over there, there is few of them. We are suffering. All over the world, we are. No embassy, no. Nothing good, nothing. They said we are Nigeria. We are Nigeria, one Nigeria. They think they are fooling us. We are not a fool. We are already wake up. And we pray by God Almighty, the great man who made heaven and earth, we give us power to fight you people. Whether you people like it or not, you people must surely come to bow and confess and leave us free. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for that. We are grateful for your contributions. Our lines are open. We would like to take your calls. I would not like to delve into much analysis of what we are presenting. Our lines are now open, and you may call us. The two numbers we have two numbers as well as Skype, to allow as many people as possible to give their views and their opinions. I may be able to interject now and again to be able to either bring some semblance of cohesion to the reasoning and to the lines of argument being that is going to be presented. The numbers once again are +66 813 003 120. There are calls everywhere. +66, that's the second one, 959-630-764. These are the numbers we have. We shall go to take this call and we'll keep repeating them. You are going to tell us today what we are going to do to stop Hausa Fulani people forcibly taking our children off the streets of the Zoological Republic, raping them and getting them pregnant, and stopping them from going to school. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Mr. Chukwu Onoleni. I'm from here, local government in Anambra State. Hello?
We are listening. The world is listening. We don't want to interrupt anybody because we are too upset to speak. Please continue.
Yes, I'm so sad. I'm so sad for the news that I heard. I'm very, very, very sad. I have a question to ask the so-called president of that useless country called Nigeria. Is he alive and watching this thing happening? Well, I want them to know that soon, that this country called Nigeria, Syria will be better than that useless country if they don't stop taking our people. That useless country called Nigeria, Syria will be better than that country because we're going to destroy everything in that so-called useless country. How can them taking our children? How can them mutually talk like this? It's enough. Any Biafra, any part of the world, any Igbo man that see what is going on and come out and talking any civilization thing about the country, God will punish that person or her. We are not happy for what we are hearing. We are not happy. If good luck, whosoever, where he is, listen to what I'm saying. If he or whatever that he govern the whole, that useless country, if they don't take action on this, we're going to destroy that useless country. And the Syria will be better than that country. Let them watch what is going on in Syria. Let them watch and see what the people are perishing in Syria. And I believe, and we're going to fight, and we're going to fight with our last blood. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. There are people calling. There are people calling from all over the place. We are asking you to please be a little bit more patient. Some people just call and put the phone down. We are asking you to be a bit patient, please. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you are.
This is Sheriff calling from Canada.
Sheriff from Canada. What is your surname?
Yeah. My surname is Adeyemi.
Adeyemi. You're Yoruba. You're welcome to the program. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Well, to me, like you say, I've been listening to this Radio Biafra for a while now, and then, you know, like I've been checking on Facebook, seeing so many posts about, you know, like Biafrans chanting war songs and, you know, like so many things going on. I don't think the best thing for Nigeria at this point is chanting war. That's my opinion. Listen, I don't, like you see some of your people when they talk about Yorubas, they talk ill of us. It pains me a lot because I don't see in any way we've wronged the Igbo people. We have so many Igbo people living in our home community. We accommodate them. We don't harm them. If you talk about the Fulanis, if you talk about the North, I've never been there all my life. Like, I know what's going on there. They do a lot of killings. They do a lot of things, you know. Like, that's not, like, that's, the northern part of Nigeria is not the only part of Nigeria. We have other good things going on in other part of Nigeria. And I believe to me, like, we are all Nigerians. But yeah, if the Biafrans are trying to, like, segregate themselves or taking themselves out of us, I don't care. I don't, you know, like, there is no one stopping them to me. But I just believe the war is not the best thing at this point. Because you guys have a lot of kids, you have a lot of children. I read about the stuff that happened in 1972, stuff, the Civil War, because I wasn't born then. I'm still a very young man. But yeah, you know, it pains me what happened to the Biafrans, how they were killed. I watched some videos on YouTube and showing Ojukwu and some Netherlands soldiers, everything, like how it happened. I saw the starving children of Biafra, everything. I'm not so happy about it. I know, like, everyone feel bad about that. But yeah, the thing at this point, we're not supposed to chant war songs. We're supposed to find a way of settling these things amicably. We're not supposed to even fight ourselves. Because so many people are going to die, because I know that for sure. I'm just, like, right now, I weep for Nigeria. I know Nigeria is not in the best state. Like, right now, Nigeria is nothing to write home about. I know. I'm abroad, I'm in Canada, but yeah, I know what's going on back home.
Thank you very much. I have a question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. First of all, before I ask you this question, I must thank you for finding the time and should I say bravery to call Radio Biafra, because a lot of people listen from your country. Your country, I mean, is Oduduwa, and they failed to call in, but you did. So I commend you for that. You said something when you were presenting your thoughts, your opinion. You said that you don't see anything the Yorubas have done to the Igbo people. Is that correct? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I said that.
Are you aware?
You see, I've heard a lot of Igbo people talk about what Awolowo did and stuff like did to Ojukwu. He betrayed him. You see all those things. I'm a kind of person. I read a lot and I've read a lot of things. I'm so sorry right now. I don't have a link. I should have sent a link to your Skype so you guys could play that video for other BR friends. There is a video on YouTube that Ojukwu talked about how he betrayed his own people. He also betrayed Biafrans, like, according to the video. Like, you say, like, there are so many things. This thing is just pure politics. Like, nobody really know what's going on. That's to me, but if you think you know what's going on, so be it. But, yeah, I'm just saying that's my opinion. Like, I don't believe, like, that thing should really cost anything. The time of Awolowo is gone. Yeah. Awolowo is no more. Ojukwu himself is dead. So let's form a new Nigeria if you guys want, but if the Biafrans really want to be away from Nigeria, so be it. No one is stopping them. But I know, like, the current Hausas and the other leaders of Nigeria want to, like, you know, wage war against Biafrans again, like they did in the Civil War. I'm not in support of that. I'm just saying, you know, like, to save ourselves from killings and, you know, doing bad things, like killing so many people like they did in the Biafran War, the Civil War, like this, they killed so many children of Biafra, the starving children of Biafra. I saw everything online. There's still videos. I got some downloaded on my computer. I watched them and I wait for Biafra. You know, like, it's a very bad thing, right? But yeah, still, like, I don't believe the Yorubas did that. Even the soldiers during those days, there were some Biafrans that fought against Biafra.
Yeah, I've heard what you've said, but I will also proceed to ask you a very simple question.
Okay.
The question is, are you aware of the deportation from Lagos to Onitsha of Igbo people?
Yeah, that's so appalling. I heard about that, but yeah.
Who deported? No, we are coming. Who deported who?
Okay, let's do it this way. You see, like, I read about that stuff online.
No, you've not answered my question. My question is, who deported those people to Onitsha?
Okay. Okay, listen. There is one Igbo state governor who did the same thing.
No. I asked about the one. There was deportation from Lagos to Onitsha.
Yeah, I read about the one too. The one
who deported who?
Okay, the Igbos deported the Igbos
from Lagos to Onitsha.
That's a different one. The Lagos one is a different one.
I will ask you a question. I will ask you if you have a question.
I'm asking you the question the best way I could.
Who deported who? I don't like playing with words. Who deported the people at all? No, the people that were deported to Onitsha. Who deported them to Onitsha? It's a very simple question.
Okay, the deportation about Onitsha was done by Fashola because it doesn't comply. What they did wasn't like a complied something with the law of legal states.
I agree. Thank you for answering the question. My final question is this. You are Yoruba according to your name.
Okay, go ahead. I'm not going to hide my identity for anything.
No. There is no problem. No, we're not fighting. What I want to ask you is this.
I'm not fighting you. I'm in
Nigeria.
Can you
mentioned Nigeria. You keep mentioning Nigeria all the time. Can I ask you? Yes. Can I ask you who created the Oduduwa people, the Yoruba race? Who created them?
God created everyone.
Who created Nigeria?
Who did what?
Who created Nigeria?
The three major tribes of Nigeria created Nigeria: the Igbo, the Hausas, and the Yoruba.
Have you heard of somebody called? You're in Canada. And you've read extensively. Do you know there is a man called Frederick Lugard? Do you know him?
I know Lord Frederick Lugard. I know him.
So
he
brought the amalgamation
in 1914.
He did what?
He amalgamated the northern and the southern part of Nigeria in 1914.
Can we then please give him credit for creating Nigeria?
Well, I don't see anything wrong in that.
No, it's a simple yes or no. Can we give him credit for creating Nigeria?
Yes.
Thank you. God created Oduduwa Frederick Lugard created Nigeria. God and Frederick Lugard, who is right?
What do you mean, who is right? Nigeria has been in existence for a while, but it doesn't have a name. Well, but yeah, will you let me tell you my opinion and the simple truth about this matter?
No, you will tell me in a minute. Please, my last question is this. Do you know there are Yoruba people in Benin Republic and Togo?
There are so many Nigerians in so many places.
I said, do you know there are indigenous Yoruba people who are Yoruba, indigenous to Togo and to Benin Republic? Answering the same name,
yeah,
you answer
for sure. Yeah,
with
I
your language.
Know that. Yeah.
They share the same culture as you.
Yeah.
Now, can you tell me what you have in common with me? I'm Nnamdi Kanu. Tell me what you have in common with me in any way, shape, or form. Let us enlighten the world. Tell me what you
now,
have in common with me.
Let me tell you this truth. You see, the people of Togo, they used to have their own community. Like, they have their own community.
No, I asked you, I said to you, what do you and I have? You're Yoruba and I'm Igbo. Tell the world, the whole world is listening.
You're saying one Nigeria.
Tell me what you and I have in common. That's all.
We have Nigerian in common. Aren't you Nigerian? What passport do you hold? If you like, go make a Biafran passport and go to the airport or go to the embassy. If you're not gonna be jailed, you claiming what is not right.
So what holds us together is Nigerian passport. Nigerian passport is what binds us together. So people from countries based on who can hold the same passport together.
Do we not have something in common? Is that something that binds us together?
What is that thing?
The Nigerian name.
The same Nigeria created Oduduwa. Yoruba was created by God. Now another man came.
Created by God.
No, can we follow this logic? You said it by your own mouth. It's here on tape. God created the Yoruba people.
Go ahead.
Frederick Lugard created Nigeria.
Okay.
Right? So you are telling us that what God created was wrong. Because half of you is in some of you are in Togo, some of you are in Benin.
Half of us is not in Togo. They migrated from Nigeria to Togo. All this thing is about history. Are you telling me the Igbo people do not have history? So you guys fall from heaven?
Yes, in fact, happened? As a matter of fact, yes, we did.
Oh, you guys fall from heaven?
Yes, we did.
Oh, that's very good of you guys. I applaud you guys for that. That's a very good thing. I don't know, you guys are now birds.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank
Have
you.
A good day.
And keep on reading your history until you come to the part of your history that tells you that you are living in a zoo. When you come to that part of the history, you will realize. This is Radio Biafra. We'll keep asking them questions and they'll keep running. Because this is Radio Biafra, you can't come here. The more enlightened Yoruba people, even Wale Soyinka can't come here and get away scot-free. And you're Dosaya, we're not making here. Doesn't know anything. We are learned people here. Please, my brother, go ahead. You want to say something before?
I want to ask him one question. You know, but he says it's appalling for somebody to deport Igbos from Lagos. At the same time, he's changing from being appalling for that and start saying that Igbos deport Igbo. I don't know if he's out of his mind. Well, another question I want to ask him. I want to ask him if he think from the bottom of his heart that Nigerian, Hausa, Igbo, and Yoruba are really one country.
No, but he told you that God. You see, when you question people, you teach things. I asked him, who created Yoruba people? What did he say? He said God.
God, yeah.
He said, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who created Nigeria? We agreed after dancing.
Yeah.
It's Frederick Lugard.
Yeah.
So, it then follows that if you believe in what man created over what God created, you are not
a good
follower.
You must be crazy.
It's simple.
You must be crazy.
It's not difficult.
Yeah,
it's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
You ask him a question. What do we have in common with the Yorubas?
He said his passport.
He said passport.
Nigerian passport.
I don't think he prepared very well before coming to Radio Biafra.
Next time he will read.
Next time he will go back to history before coming here to tell us that we are one Nigeria. We are not one Nigeria, and we will never ever be my brother that come from Canada, I'll call you brother because as a human being.
You may be his brother, I'm not.
As a human being, you know.
He's from Yoruba.
I will give him the, you know, the proposition anyway. So, I want to tell you something. If Nigeria, the zoo country, zoology, which you are one of them, did not give us our freedom, we are not even asking you to. We just want to tell you that we are now want to be on our own. Biafra want to be on our own, whether you like it or not. You are telling us that we will form a one Nigeria. We don't want it. Use it for yourself. Take it to however you want it to be. We want Biafra. We are not Nigeria and we will never be. We don't want to fight you. You say that we are talking about fighting. No. We don't want to fight. We want to go. But if you did not fight, if you did not give it to us, we will fight.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are boldly broadcasting.
This is Dr. Uzokwe Edebi.
Yes.
I'm calling from Edinburgh, actually. I traveled to Edinburgh yesterday, so I was listening to the program, and I wanted to comment about the recent happening. You know, it keeps happening every day. I'm so tired about the news part of the zoo all in Nigeria. I remember some time ago when a Cuba child, I think they were rescued by American government, and I knew what the Cuban government thought. They agitated until the child was returned to Cuba. I keep wondering why these things will happen. The president of Nigeria will not make a statement. The governors in the east will not say anything. They make the poor old woman who is 77 years to be crying over his child that has been kidnapped, abducted, and raped, and so on, and seized. Well, they just believe. I cannot understand what is happening in that zoo called Nigeria. You know, I don't know whether President Jonathan thinks that his work only ends with seeing foreign dignitaries and so on. When things like this happen in the United Kingdom, I mean, David Cameron usually will make a statement about giving class with the family. That is what leadership is all about. Leadership does not end with you being president and something like this is happening, and you don't make a public about this. I feel so sad about the whole thing. With regard to our neighbors, the Rebecca that called, I thought you would have explained to him that we are begging Nigeria people to go. We don't want to be part of Nigeria. We are not fighting anyone with Nigeria. Nigeria should leave us to go in peace. If it does not see the marginalization, the way our people are being treated in Nigeria and so on, and as a basis for us to self-determination, the fact that we, the fact Nigerians were not asked for any referendum before Frederick Lugard amalgamated, whoever he amalgamated. No person, it was, he was given permission by one of the communities in different places about the Royal Niger Company or something like that. Then he just, you know, we are like monkeys. You know, he just counted, you, your name is Nigeria from today, and we foolish people. Those who were there then accepted it because the white is, they are always superior to us. He should have seen all. Why is it that when a Yoruba person sees an evil guy, when you tell them where to leave that Nigeria, it's like they start suffering from escape hatred, that is, they suffer from palpitations. They know that there's so something in us that once we leave them, our country will prosper. One Nigerian says that the one Nigerian will sink and sink until eventually it becomes like Somalia will even be better than Nigeria. Well, I think this is what I want to say, because I don't want to talk too much so that I have to also contribute to this discussion.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Nadika. And I want to thank our people in time for hosting Radio Biafra, and especially Pastor, who is the leader and coordinator.
Yes.
Yes. And other members of the. And also, I want to sympathize with the guy that lost his father.
Yes.
I think he should be hearing me. He should accept my sympathy.
Yes.
I don't know whether he will be going anywhere, because at times most of us are held up here because immigration. It happened to me when my dad died. I couldn't travel. So, and so on and so forth. So, please continue to do work you are doing, and I don't know where you derive your energy, but God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. We are then going to proceed to take this call. Then we'll go around again for some discussion. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello? We have somebody on the line who is not saying anything. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, this is Amarachi here from London.
Yes, Amarachi, how are you? This is Radio Biafra. We are in Bangkok, in Thailand.
I'm very good. I've been trying to contact you, but it's been a bit of a challenge.
Yes, I can imagine. It's been a challenge here. Please proceed. The world is listening.
Thank you very much. It's so unfortunate, the things that I'm reading in the headlines and all the information that is being given out. It's really, my heart is bleeding for this elderly woman. Maybe this will sort of awaken our people that are feeling to know that it's really high time they left that God-forsaken country, I mean God-forsaken state in the north, and go back to their father's land. Because these people do not have any regard for any human being, let alone an Igbo person. If they can afford to take someone's child without their knowledge and then give that child away to, I believe, someone who is old enough to be that child's grandfather or father, without the consent of the parents, I don't know what else they cannot do, because there is nothing they cannot do in that country. And look at the type of and the agony this woman is going through, and you can imagine the agony the entire family is going through. And the president is happy parading himself around, the governors are happy parading themselves around, just going about their usual and normal businesses, forgetting this and abandoning this family to this agony. It's unimaginable. I cannot understand how a human being can live seeing this type of a thing and they do not educate. It's not, I don't ask, it can only happen in that country. It can only happen in that country.
It's not a country, it's a zoo. It's a zoo. It's not a country, it's a zoo.
Whichever one is, even the zoo itself is better. It's better. Who knows what that child will be going through? Who knows? For them to feed his child with concussion and all that. In fact, I keep asking myself, what sort of a God did they serve? Because I'm certain they're not serving the same God. People that say that Christians and Muslims are serving the same God, they're lying. because the God I know does not allow killing and kidnapping, abduction and confusing people. He does not allow that. How can a true and just God allow a child of 15 years to be molested, to be abused, all in the name of conversion to another religion? What sort of religion? Religion that the child, that the person is all, you know, didn't give him willingly. How would that person serve that God faithfully? It's not possible. It's not possible. I just wish our people will wake up this time and know. Let people rise up and fight us. We'll fight their cause. I don't know if it's really organizing. I don't know what to say. I don't know what else to say. And this is just one of. I'm sure there are many more.
Many thousands are gone. They are gone. And the parents can't say anything. People ask us, but why do you have Radio Biafra? Why do you have a radio station that brings to the knowledge of the world what is happening to our people? Some people question it. Some people prevaricate. Some people don't want to support it. Sometimes you wonder the sort of planet that these people come from. Thank you very much, my dear sister, Wada Manachi Opara. She's married, but we call her Wada. Thank you for the call. Thank you very, very much. Our people here in Thailand are formidable. Our studio is full. We'll go to them in a minute.
Hello.
Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah.
Turn your system down. Turn your system down, please.
Okay.
He is waiting. What he's waiting for, I do not know. What he is waiting for, I have no idea. When you call Radio Biafra, please turn your system down. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Nandi.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening.
Thank you for your wonderful work. Yeah, your wonderful work you are doing.
Thank you.
God will bless you, Nandi.
Thank you.
All these things that I'm hearing is just like new to some people, but it has been happening for a very long time in that country. Could you remember what happened during the Civil War? Do you know how many of our daughters, these Hausa, Fulani people are taking away from us? Then after the war, they say, yeah, that's because of the war. Do you know what happened in the Twitter panel? When data people came to put up panel and complain about Maria Mabarangida, how Bangida took this woman forcefully and got into marriage. Let me tell you Nandi, we are not doing anything positively unless we get this radio back to East. If this radio, Biafra, did not start broadcasting from the eastern part of the country, we are going nowhere. It's just like we are talking to each other. If this radio Biafra broadcasts in the eastern part of the country for more than 1 week or 2 weeks, and they will be hearing what is happening to our sisters and brothers in that country, I promise you, Nigeria will burn. There are thousands of our boys, thousands of Igbos, Biafrans, who are ready to sacrifice to save their fatherland. But they are not opportune. They don't know what is happening. Just like they are blind and deaf. They need just a little light. I'm begging every one of us, please, help. Donate to Radio Biafra. Let us acquire this machine. Everything will be over. Everything will be over. About this boy, this man that called the Biafra from Canada, a Yoruba man. The whole world is listening to this radio. The Nigerians are afraid because things are running off. They were afraid. If the slaves lead them, what are they going to do? Because we believe that we are their slaves. They use us as their life.
those people who are supposed to talk the mouthpiece of Biafra don't talk, they are deaf and blind. I'm begging every one of you, please, please, help. No matter how little you have, let us take this radio back to Biafra land. Things will change. Thank you, Nandi, and continue doing your good work. May God bless Biafra. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, and God bless you too. We are at the studios of Radio Biafra here in Bangkok, in Thailand. The studio is full. We'll go around again, once again, please. This time around, you will give us your name once again before you say what you need to say. Very quickly, your name and also your title that you hold, because Biafra is here at last under the distinguished leadership of Pastor Levi. That's what we call him. He is our leader here in this country. Barrister Mamezu will remain with us. Barrister is with us. Barrister Mamezu, please stay where you are. We are going to come back to you. Please, my dear brother, proceed.
My name is Osto Keke. I'm from Umuze in Anambra State, Biafra land. I happen to be a freebird of Radio Biafra here in Thailand. Not only in Thailand this time around, but all over the world. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much. Yes, once again, if you have anything to contribute, very briefly, please, 2 minutes, so that we can keep going around.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is John Mbanugo Ihenacho, from Amudim, Ikeduru in Imo State. Everybody know me in Imo State. Everybody know me as Freebird, even in Lagos, in Ajewe State, Agor, and also in Mbano. People know me, and they know what I can do. We are coming back.
Thank you very much.
The good people of Biafra, may God bless you. My name is Christopher Ndobisi Okeke from Ogu, local government of Enugu State. I'm now the assistant reader of Biafra in Thailand. I want to add to the people in Zoological Republic that it's time to give Biafra the chance to go. We are not begging you to give us our freedom now. We just want to inform you that we are going. And if you try to stop us, Nigeria as a nation that we know it, we burn down. There's no two ways about it. It's let us go, or we will force ourselves out and destroy your own country. So it's better that you leave us peacefully, and we go peacefully, everyone on his own. You know we are not one country. Anybody who tell you that Nigeria is one country, that person is a liar. Every single Nigerian know it. Even if you are Nigerian that was born before, Nigerian brother that was born today, Nigeria that will be born tomorrow, everybody knows that we are not one nation. So Biafra is going, and there's no two ways about that, and nobody can stop it now. It's either peacefully or peace. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You will give us your name, please. Yes, go ahead.
Hello, people of Biafra. My name is Ogechukwu from Enugu State.
What is your surname?
My surname is Nwabisi.
That's better, Nwabisi.
I want to use the opportunity to tell all those that are listening to our voice that Biafra is rare, but we need all your all prayers that will come to pass.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Livinus Akebusi. I'm from Anambra State. I'm in Idemili local government.
Idemili? Yes. Idemili North. Are they Idemili North or South?
South.
South?
South, yes, South.
Idemili South.
Yes, I get to anybody for Anambra.
You know, sometimes I ask for the names of these places. Like, you know, Mwahe, they have Mwahe North. They have Urumba. Is it East and West? And I asked them, where is Omoaha East? Where is Omoaha East? There is no Omoaha East. There is no Omoaha West, but there is Omoaha North and South. Amazing. 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 Yes.
Hello. Great Biafran.
Yes, your system is not functioning very well.
Great Biafra?
We can't hear you. Can you hear him? I can hear him.
Great Biafra?
Yeah, that's better.
I greet you all. Please, any one of Biafra that hearing me now. My name is Ikechukwu Obasi Elegonye from Imo State, Ibama. I'm the security of the Biafra.
Yes.
So, any one of Biafra that are hearing me now, please, this is the time to which we will take our freedom, to be free. We are no longer in one Nigeria. How can somebody telling you you are one Nigeria and be you a slave in your country? How can you be a slave? And let me tell you, if your father is an Araba, you are also an Araba. If your house is on fire and is not going to, you can never go to another person's house and begin to sleep. You have to start from your home. So any one of Biafra that hearing me now, please, this time, this opportunity we have all over the world hearing our voice. We are very, very annoyed, and we believe by God's powers, the greater of earth, the man who turned all the whole universe around, hearing us, God who made everything to be possible, the God who divided the Red Sea and Israel first, God will make a way for us. So each one of us that heard anyone talking, please be serious. There is something, there is a light. We are going to complete our journey. We are not saying anything. Then the government of Nigeria is going to see fire. And they are occultic people. They are ruining us. And they are killing us. They are taking our children. Doing a lot of things in the name of one Nigeria. You are not feeling us. We are not one Nigeria. Three languages. Oduduwa, Arewa, and Biafra. And we are Biafra. We don't want to go. We don't want to remain in Nigeria. I'm not Nigeria. Fuck Nigeria. This is what I'm talking.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Of course, it's a family show. But of course, we also know the context with which you are putting it. So, in a night like this, if your sister is being abducted and raped as well at the age of 15, you will swear the same way he did. People are upset. We are going to write to the British people. Barrister Mamezi, you are going to write to them. Please confirm your presence. Barrister, are you with me?
Director, I'm here and very angry.
Is there any reason why you would not write to Her Majesty's government informing them that the handiwork they created, the den of pythons and vipers that they created, the place that is a machine for killing people, that they are ruining us and our way of life? May you please bring to their attention the plight of this 15-year-old and ask them, if that was David Cameron's daughter, how would he feel?
Director, there will be no such excuse for me not to do such. I will write such letter not only to Britain here, also to the UN. Director, you see, the young guy called Sharif or Latif, he's calling from Canada. Sorry? What's his name again?
Sharif.
Sharif. Excuse me. Mm. Right, yeah, Sharif. I will in fact thank him for his bravery to even call. Although he hasn't got enough powerful evidence, with the little one he has, he's able to air his views. But he was trapped by his own answers. He's not well informed, and of course, he as he carries on listening to Radio Biafra, he'll be well informed and well educated. I've always said, whoever is coming to Radio Biafra should have their facts. So that when you are shaking, you will not buckle. You need to be strong. And then know what you're talking about. The argument here is this. One thing I like that sheriff said is this. He said, if the Biafrans want to go, nobody is holding them. And this is what I want our brothers to hold on to. I don't want the Biafrans to keep saying, we are begging Nigerians to let us go. You don't beg Nigerians, they are not holding nobody. We are holding ourselves. Or if I put it in the other way around, if I put it legally, the UN will give us that power to leave. no Yoruba or Hausa man is holding us. The person who created Nigeria is long gone and dead, and it's next year. His time will expire completely and indefinitely. I want my people, wherever you are, hold it onto yourself legally. No Hausa man or Yoruba man is holding Biafra. If I should put it the other way around, the Biafrans are holding themselves by trying to align themselves with APC and APN and UPN and CPP. No Hausa or Yoruba man is holding nobody. Biafrans can leave if they want to leave today. I want my people to hold it onto their heart to know they have the power to leave and move away from Nigeria any time of the day. Sheriff, if you are listening, the passport, which I'm sure you've got Canadian passport, you are telling director that what is holding the two of you is passport. Fair enough. You're holding Canadian passport. Passport is the only thing holding Nigeria and Yoruba. We are originally born Biafrans. We were adopted after the war. We are told no victor, no vanquish. We are told there's no defeat. Either way. And if there is any defeat, Biafrans will hold their heads high, because up to six nations fought Biafrans. We held them to ransom for 3 good years. We take pride in that. But we are told no victor, no vanquish. So we are happy with that. Now, what we are saying now is, I don't want any Biafra man or woman calling into Radio Biafra to say, Nigerians should please, they are not holding us, my people, please, hold this into your heart. They are not holding us. Nobody can hold a nation like Biafra. No. They have enslaved us as long as the creation from Lugard lasted. It's expiring. We can walk out any day. It's like a contract. If you have a contract with somebody, you can get out of that contract at any given time. It's called breach. You can breach a contract, and then the legal argument is after you breached it. But we have stayed as long as 99 years to walk away, because once a contract has been violated, you are free to go. Nobody is holding you. I'm telling you, under contract, the contract we have with Nigeria in total has been broken. Our children have been raped. Brothers and sisters have been killed in the north, bombed and deported. What else are we waiting to know that the contract has been broken? It's been violated. So anybody calling into Radio Biafra should not say Nigerians should please let us leave. They are not holding nobody. We are holding ourselves, and very soon we are moving away. UN will decree, all we need is that signature. Biafrans, you are free to go and form your own government. That's my happiness, is the fraction population of those who support the Nigerians and the Hausa Fulani are very little. The population of those who want to extricate themselves from that bloody zoological country are many. Whichever way you look at it, we are winning. Biafrans are going. We are just waiting for the time. Nobody should keep saying, please let us go. Nobody's holding you. Nobody can hold us. The contract has lasted over nearly 100 years next year, and the whole contract has been violated. We could have moved as far back as 10 years ago, but we reneged. There are nobody like Baisema Mezu or Director Nnamdi Kanu or Dr. Egemba or Baisema Kemeke Siri or Uche Mefo or Wada Marachi or Steve Ipa, and the rest of others who made up Radio Biafra editorial board. Those who are handling their position now, we are strong, we are bold, and we are moving forward. We cannot go back. We cannot be bribed. Director will put it that Radio Biafra is incorruptible. So it is. Nobody will hold us. Director, put it into every Biafra head. They should stop saying Nigeria should let us go. They haven't got that power to hold us any longer. The contract has been broken. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Eloquently presented as usual. Please, Pastor, if you want to say something? You've been very, very quiet all this while. You know, you people can see what we go through. Is it easy what we do? I have not slept for 48 hours. no sleep for 48 hours, and we are still going. When they are raping your daughters, 15-year-old children, how can you sleep at night? If you sleep at night, it means you're evil. Our children are dying. People still question us and question what we are doing. I'll come to you in a second. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yes, good morning, Director. This is Obi calling from Sweden.
Yes, go ahead.
Director, you sound pale, kind of. They need to take care of you. We need you more than you even need yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah, Director, for the Mr. Sherrick that called from Canada, like the Barrister Mami just said right now. Yeah, the guy made a very good point, but at the end of the day, he messed the whole thing up. I will just let him know, I'm an Igbo man, a Biafran for that matter, but I was born in the same area with this guy, the west where this guy came out from. If he may know, the Yorubas, they just claim that the Yorubas didn't offend the Igbos. The same mentality I had myself, in fact, some couple of weeks ago, until I came back to my senses. Yeah, Director, this is just to tell you that the whole thing has gone through many shores now. It's gone beyond London, Malaysia, and presently in Thailand. Yeah, definitely, maybe Mr. Sherrick will even create a platform whereby he will hear more truth and know more truth. As the case may be. I'm just referring this guy to the country we once know as Yugoslavia. Yugoslavia was a country, but presently I don't think Yugoslavia is a country now. They've been dismembered into, I think, 6 or 7 countries. Even Pakistan, Pakistan left India, and from Pakistan, Bangladesh also left Pakistan. So I don't see a reason where people should be afraid to die. That is just a death everybody owes. And in a way or another, everybody will die. So if Mr. Sherrick, like the Yorubas are always teaming anyway when it comes to confrontation and death. So if a freedom that was given on the round table, which Nigeria, which is claiming, it's an example, those kind of freedom don't last, those kind of things don't last. So, Mr. Sherrick, please, if you are hearing, don't be scared, okay? Even if we die fighting for our freedom, we're worth it, and we really want to die to get our freedom. So, thank you for listening, and please, Mr. Sherrick, still forward our link, the Radio Biafra. You said you've been listening for quite a while. So, please, do the good work and forward the link to a whole lot of others and help us pass the good news as well. Thank you very much. And Director, please take care of yourself. Thank you very much, Director.
I'll do so. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. There are people calling all over the place. We shall come to you. This is Radio Biafra. They want to speak. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm Innocent Chukwuemeka from Malaysia. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Malaysians are the first love of my life, of course, apart from my wife.
And yeah, Director, I'm very happy. Last time you was in Malaysia, I saw you, and I thank God everything went successfully, and now you are in Thailand. So I'm very, very happy. I pray that God will continue to be guiding and protecting you.
Thank you.
So I'm very happy about our brother that have been elected in Thailand. I pray that God also will guide and protect them. So, my own opinion, I'm very happy with the veterans have suffered a lot. But I pray that it has come to an end very soon. Because we are not meant together, we and ours and the Yoruba are not meant together. Even today, I was in the bus going to Kuala Lumpur, and one guy, I just saw him in the bus. I know he's already our someone. So he asked me, friend, are you from Nigeria? I said, yes. He said, are you from Igbo? I said, yes, I'm from Igbo. So
So I was you know, talking to them. I know already he's from outside. Actually, he's from outside. He said yes. So we are going, you know, and talking about politics. Do you know what the guy said? He said, he said that, yes, now Good Luck is not doing nonsense now, but in next election 2015, that Amaechi will be vice president to Alasinjo. And I think what has Good Luck become and complete his eight years in office? People are saying that Good Luck is not in this one. So what I'm talking about this thing, I'm not doing policy like that, you know, but what I'm saying, these people are very serious. They just want to go and rule, you know, they don't want tribals or other people to rule. You know, so I'm not happy with these people. We are not meant together. They are just believing that Nigeria is their own, you see. So then I was asking, what if I'm going to become the president, then Lamido become vice president? He said, no, that is, Lamido will become president. Then, you know, we are just talking, I said, look, you know, we are just talking and laughing, you know. So what I'm telling you, really thank God, our people have wake up this time now, and we are going. These people, we are not the same. So, Director, I am very, very happy, and I pray that God will continue to be guiding and protecting us in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you very much. Yes, we'll run for a while before we bring it to a close. Please, you wanted to say something, Pastor Levi, is that correct? Iwe Bumnobi, you are a pastor, you have to say something.
Well, I'm very, very happy once again this night, this morning, and this evening to some parts of the world. It's a good news that today we have formed Biafra in Thailand, which by God's grace, I'm now heading it to His glory. The thing that makes me to accept this today is based on what you, Nandi, have said and the encouragement our Honorable Barrister have been giving to us and encouraging us and telling us the fact. And because of these men that are behind us, I think we will win. We are on the winning side. I want to use this opportunity to call all our brothers in Thailand. Let them come out. These days, the best weapon is no more a battle of God. It's a battle of media. We will succeed with media. Media is the only key now. The whole world know. If this thing, the war in Syria you are hearing today, is what the news CNN give to America, that America is following. If there is no media, I want Hausa, Yoruba, or whosoever, carry God. We carry media. We finish them. Media is the highest weapon. That's why we are talking now how we can get our transmitter. If we can be able to get the transmitter today, tomorrow, I think the battle is over. Nandi have been saying this time without number. So, beloved Biafrans all over the world, let's join hands together and find to the end of this getting this transmitter. That's our only weapon now. And on the
you stay where you are. Let's take this call, okay. Please. Give us your name and where you are. This is Hello. Radio Biafra. Yes, your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Oyahalam Noma. I'm calling from Ghana.
You are calling from Ghana. Are you receiving Radio Biafra live and clear in Ghana?
Yeah, I'm receiving Radio Biafra live in Ghana. I visited Ghana 1 week ago. The network was too bad, but today it's clear.
What would you like to say?
To call and greet you. I'm praying that God will give you some help. It has not been easy, I know. But any sickness or evil that will come to you, I pray to be rush and kill our enemies and their cattle.
Amen.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to ask is, I don't know anybody in Ghana who has been listening to Radio Biafra. If he's interested, he can call and give him my number.
because I would like to identify with them. I just visited Ghana 1 week ago. It's my pleasure to thank Rolivi and most of others. We have seen the contribution, like the question you asked the guy, and you tried for calling, but I know you have politics. You see, Nigerian issue or even issue in or Biafran issue, like Shell said, when it was understood that the problem of trees in the world can only be avoided. And say, how do you avoid it? It's only by creating state of Israel. When you wrote this book, the state of Israel. So the only way the issue of Biafra has to stop appearing before Nigeria is by having a state of Biafra. Like Palestine, they are not holding us. We are holding ourselves. Anything we decide, anything we are willing, we go back to our country. Like how rightly said, it's either that we go back in peace or we. All of us will die trying to get Biafra. It's not negotiable. So I appreciate all your efforts, and I wish I will somebody from Ghana will call and try to get my number, or I can call anybody so that we know what we can do from here.
Yes, we shall give them your number, or you can start coordinating people in Ghana. As soon as possible, you can start doing that. You can start coordinating people. That is what you can do. Start doing that in Ghana as quickly as possible. Once you do that, then we are home and dry. That is what you need to do. This is Radio Biafra. Please conclude what you were saying.
Yeah, like what I'm saying before, on the issue of a 15 years old child that was adopted and get married to a driver in Nigeria. Well, to me, this is just like an abomination before God. It's an abomination. But that issue is not much important to what I want to say now. In the sense that once we get Biafra today, these things will come to a stop. None of us will give our child, even my daughter that is over 20, at least now 20 years. She's not even thinking of marriage. She's thinking of her education grant. Let her finish her education and get her certificate. Then if you talk of marriage, then you can talk of that. How can a child of 15 years, my dear, get married? Well, that's what you can see in that kind of country. And I'm happy that one man, an awesome man also today, said it clearly that Nigeria, the zoo, is living a lawlessness. It's a lawlessness country.
That's the Sultan, the owner of Nigeria. He even acknowledged that Nigeria is a lawless country.
Yes, for him to say that, you know, he has put everything clear. So, how can a freeborn of God, the Biafra, live with such kind of people who don't believe and live according to the law of the land, law in the world? You know, it is all clear. So, please, what I'm saying now is, let's work on what our barristers have said to us. Nandi, you are highly welcome to this country, Thailand. And I wish God will bless you. Not only wish, now, you know God will bless you. Bless your family that you live for over 2 weeks now. And bless your children too. God will never leave you unrewarded. And God will also bless you for coming to Thailand to institute Biafra here in Thailand. Your reward will... God will reward you. God will reward you. I say it again.
Amen.
God will reward you.
With Biafra.
In fact,
amen.
What I'm telling you, there's no sickness. You have entered into the house of God. You can never go home. He are going sick. It is an abomination. My God can never accept that. You are healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And everybody that are supporting Biafra, that's why I'm calling all our brothers in Thailand. From now, after this program tonight, we are going to have another forum here, another meeting. We are looking a way forward. Let's go home and build our nation. We are enjoying Thailand today because Thailand put their place in order. If
yes.
We go home and put our place in order, what are we doing here? What do Thailand have that we don't have? We have more than.
Then Thai people will come and
Thai
enjoy
people
our
come
place.
To us. They are coming. They are really want to come. I know of many Thai that want to go with me. Even now, some boys, they want to go with me. But the issue is security in Nigeria. No security. So, please, follow Biafra all over the world. Let's join her together and come and build our home. God bless us. God bless all your friends. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Please, Barrister Mamesu should try and reconnect with us that we may proceed. This is Radio Biafra. In a short while, we'll be bringing this program to an end. We'll go around once again for each and every one of you to spend 2 minutes, of course, apart from Pastor Levy, who is our leader here in Thailand, to give us 2 minutes concluding statement, concluding remark, please, from each and every one of you. Please, go ahead.
Hello, my fellow Biafrans. Once again, my name is Osto Keke. Without wasting much of our time, as we are bringing this program to an end for today's edition, we are begging each and every one of us, most especially here in Thailand, this is the time now. We need each and every one of us to come out. We need each and every one of us. We should not allow ignorance anymore, which the ignorance which Nigeria have put into us. We don't need it again. That is not life. Be you whatever in this country, you are worth nothing. You are nothing. So far as I'm concerned, and this struggle is concerned, hence we don't identify yourself in this issue of Biafra, how we can take restore this our lovely country. You are nothing unless you come out and identify yourself and stand full for this struggle. So please, I'm pleading with you. I'm begging with God Almighty, Chukwu Abiama, for you to come out. No matter whatever, ihe obuna osoroma di megi, ihe obuna bu the problem, take out your problem in your mind, whatever. Please, we are begging you, forgive us any way we take wrong you. Please, we need to move forward. We need this transmitter so that how you are relaxing and listening to us, listening to our poor English and our English, so that our people down there, our mothers, our brothers, our younger ones, our fathers can be able to listen to us same way you do. Thank you so much as we are bringing today's edition to an end. God bless you all for listening.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Yes, please go ahead. Very brief. Two minutes each so we can go around.
Thank you, wonderful people of Biafra, for listening us, for listening to our broadcast to today. I am John Ihenacho Mbanugo, Dibenta's son from Omudim in Ikeduru, Imo State. Please, my brothers in Thailand, all over the world, please, if we unite ourselves together to know our right, I think life will be better to us, more than how it is. Yes, okay, we need a transmitter. What no matter, no amount is small once you are a full Biafran man, once you are a full Biafran citizen. Right now, there are so many guys here, people like me, as I happen to be a mobilization member in Thailand here. So many guys all over the world, they are willing to, if it is for war or whatever, we are willing for that. If it is for peace, we need it, because we are not begging Nigeria to leave us, because we know it's our right. Wonderful people of Biafra, may the Almighty God, Chukwu Abioma, the Lord who creates heaven and earth, let him guide us and lead us to the promised land. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
The people of Biafra and friends of Biafra, I am Solo, the Deputy Director of Biafra in Thailand. I want to use this opportunity to say what I said before we go, that we are not begging Nigeria to give us Biafra, no. Like the barrister said, we are not begging or asking anybody to give us Biafra. We are the one who is holding back. We are only waiting for time. When the time comes, if Nigeria wants to stop us, we will turn Nigeria to a hellfire. Very simple and short. There's no going back. We will get Biafra no matter what. So may God bless you. We are waiting, hoping that we come back tomorrow to
to listen to Radio Biafra from Thailand. We pray that God will bless our director and give him strength to continue doing his good job. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen and amen to that.
Once again, people of Biafra, I want to use this media to thank everyone that listening to our voice right now. I say wherever you are, all over the world, hearing our voice, I urge every one of you to support Biafra, because Biafra is rare. It's not a dream, it's rare. And I pray also that God will be with us. That's my prayer for Biafra, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Yes, go ahead.
Dalon. Onye nke oshiri nke oshiri ozere. Biko. Onye ọbụla na n'okwu a ụmụ Biafra na-ekwu. Mụ onwe mbụ Aike Ikechukwu Obasi Elegonya from Isulo Government, Imo State, Ibeoma. Anyị were na-ekwu sị, onye ọbụla nọ ebe ọ nọ, biko, tii n'aka ka e wee mee ihe a na-ekwu okwu ya ka ọ gaa nke ọma. Bikọsụ na afụrụ m eziokwu, ndị Igbo na-asị, enyiwe nwata ebe a bụ ụjọ aka emekwara onwe ya o si dị ya mma. Onye ngwụrọ na-eche na ọnwụ onye ngwụrọ na ihe na ọnwụ onye ngwụrọ na ike adịghị nke ịgba ọsọ ma ọ ka ịkwado ọgụ ma ọ ka ịlụ alụ ma ọ ka ikwu okwu. Ọgụ bido mbọ nwere ike ịtụkwa enu, o nwere ike fee olu na-ata ebe ọbụla ọ masịrị, mana mbọ ta ya n'isi ọ ga-anwụ. O nwere ike ta ebe ọzọ ọ mana ọ ta ya n'isi ọ ga-anwụ. Ma o kweta bikọs ọf na ọnwụ onye ngwụrọ na enweghị ihe ọ ga-emenwu. Asa agha asụ, ada agwa nwa ngwụrọ na agha esile. Okporokporo izizi na-eso ozu ala na ala ili. Onye ọbụla nọ ebe ọ nọ, kwadonu ka e nwee Biafra. N'ihi na e nwee Biafra, udo na ọṅụ, ihe a ka enwe, anyị ga-enwe.
No, because the line wasn't coming through. The system, please raise your voice, yeah, go ahead.
Ndị Igbo,
that's better.
Mmamman, biko, tii n'aka ka e nwee.
There are other Biafrans listening, that is the problem we have. Biafra is not just Igbo people. There are other
Biafra, people. Biafra.
Yes. Go ahead. But if you want to greet us, you greet Biafrans.
Biafran.
Yes.
Ekele mono.
Yes.
Mamman.
Yes.
Bien. Unenu. Zonu. Biko. Onyo wala ne bono. Tina aka kaengwe ne Biafra. Nihi na Biafra nwizi. Ntamu. Nihi ngute. Nihi ufu. Nihi bambli. Anyi bambli. Akwese. I want one opportunity. Umazi na aga akwona. Aga akwona. Aga akwona. Ndị Hausa na-eme anyị na ndị ofe mmanụ sa ha na-eme anyị ọwa ji aka anyị kpata ya. Anyị ga-eburu ego anyị aga na Yoruba land ga mepecha na ha ebe ha rụcha na ha igbo atọgbọrọ aga obodo Hausa na-eme a na-egbu ha na-aga amadị mma mgbe egbugide ọgbucha ọnụ ka ọ ga-egwa ọnụla ndị Igbo lanụ orola nnọọla hapụ ojukwu kwuru na ọ ga-enwe mgbe ọ ga-agbala ihe niile ọhụrụ mgbe ọ mere kọnferensị na Lagos ọ were na-ekwu ndị Igbo. So mee ewu ehu enwere ekwe asa na ọsọ nle na ọnụ niile nọ ha ewu ehu na ihe niile ọhụrụ ebe ahụ ga-agba ọsọ ọ ga-ahapụ ya ihe niile ga-efula ha ọnụ ịbịa ebe a bute ego ngigo obodo oyibo tawa na afọ nta ịga na Yoruba land ga-arụ ọrụ ịga na Hausa land ga-arụ ọrụ igbo atọgbọrọ a na-edupọtụ ọ na-edupọtụ na-ebulachi ọnụ ndị Hausa chịrị nama ha abịa tena n'ime ọhịa na-erepụchi nne gị na ụmụnne gị ndị nwaanyị ha kwuo kwa were mmasụ gbuchie ya gị nọ na-asị na ị na obodo oyibo ị na obodo oyibo emen. Biko, ọ wutere anyị, ọ dị m nwute n'obi, ọ tọchiri dị m, ọ dị na nna Hausa maka esi atụ bọmbụ. Enye kwe m chansị mma aka igbu ha. Bikọsụ anyị nwekwara ndị na-egwekwa ha ọdaba, ọ rụkwa ha maka esi agwọ, ma afọ nwere ike ịgba agba. Biko, Igbo, mma mmanụ, ọ gwala ka ọ ha m n'ọnụ. Iwe dị m n'obi, ọ da-atọ m ụtọ na mụ esilevu n'obodo a mụrụ m.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much. Wherever you have been today to listen to us, this is Radio Biafra. But before we close, as always, we shall go to Barrister Mam Mezu and also to our dear sister Chidera to give us your opinion before we draw curtains on today's program. Please, Barrister, you may proceed.
Yeah, thanks, Director. I was just a bit feeling sleepy when my brother was ranting in Igbo language, which, of course, you know that I'm not very comfortable, and he spoke too long. Please, my brother, next time, speak in English because you're speaking to the whole world. Don't speak Igbo again. We have a fight here, and we have to see that fight through. Thank you. Director, today has been a very long haul. As you know that everybody's aggrieved from the stories of kidnapping and sexual molestation and the killings of our people. As I said earlier, the contract is over and we are now running home. Nothing will stop us. Let me remind my people once again, for those who are willing to contribute for this transmitter, please hasten up. We will leapfrog. We will advance our case. Once the demonstration started, even the legal issue will be abandoned. When the world see what is happening in Biafra land, because we will carry placards, we will carry photographs of all the people the northerners killed in the name of Boko Haram. Everybody, all of them are the same. There's no segregation. All House of Fulani are the same. Boko Haram are doing their bombing. Their brothers and sisters are in our homeland raping with their cattle and all the rest of it. All of them are the same. There is no segregation, Boko Haram or ordinary Hausas. All Hausa, Fulani, Katuriaras are the same. They have different factions. Those that are killing us with bombs. Those are raping our children. Those that are using their drivers to kill our prominent men and women. We are all taking notes of all this. We have to advance our case. What will make it fast and quick is the transmitter. Those who are not willing to contribute, to stay wherever you are, the transmitter will be brought home in Nigerian land. Whether you contribute or you don't, be assured that Biafra is coming. Nothing will stop it. I said it earlier. We are the ones holding ourselves. But I don't want any of my brothers and sisters saying that houses are holding us. They are not capable. We are law abiding people because of our Christianity ideology. We believe in giving peace a chance. And I tell you, we have exhausted our peace. We've exhausted our patience. You cannot stand that somebody is killing your child, your daughter, your mom. And because of peace and the sake of God, you stand aside and watch while your own family is decimated. No, there is a point. Director, know me as this. I preach peace. I preach legality all the time. But at some point, legality will be put aside. Action will follow action because we believe in equity. For far too long, we've endured all sorts of rubbish from the Hausa, Yoruba, Fulanis, and all the rest of their counterparts. We've endured it. And we cannot remain in exile for our whole life. We are ending it and ending it very soon. For those who believe in Biafra, the friends of Biafra, and those who have the interests of Biafrans at heart, make your contributions no matter how small it is. This month, before it ends, our transmitter is supposed to be talking in our homeland so that our people will know what is happening. There was a brother of us who spoke about half an hour ago. The transmitter will do the job. And I think I agree with him. Our transmitter will be our gun. All we need is to educate our people, inform them. All this rubbish, even all the senators and all governors, they will all run to Abuja. For those who have the power, they'll fly and fly out of that country. But let me assure everybody, nothing will stop us from getting Biafra. It's been ordained. Those who are patrolling and piloting the affair of Biafra is up and about. We cannot stop it. Nothing will stop us. Director, thank you for this evening. Thank those who are also listening to us and who contributed. May God bless all of you. Those in Thailand, in Bangkok, and those in Malaysia who already done their best for Radio Biafra, and those who will be doing in the future. All we want is everybody's contribution, no matter where you are, as far as you are a Biafran. Forget those who are in America. And anybody in America who is willing to come back home, you better do it now. Do it now because Biafra belongs to all of us. Not for any single individual. But we've sacrificed our life to see this through. Good night, everybody.
Good night. That was from Barrister Mam Mezu. We also have our dear sister, Chidera. Chidera is on the line. Please, Chidera, could you please give us your closing thoughts? You went there, but you are now here with us, and your system is also very loud. So please, can you speak and bring this program to an end from your own perspective, please?
Is that me, Director?
Of course, I'm talking to you. Achidera, have your name? Have you changed your name?
Better. No.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hello, wonderful Biafrans. We heard everything that was discussed today. I was very much interested in that of the girl that was forced into marriage. This was something that we talked about a couple of months ago. I remember when the senators, the House of Senators, were trying to pass this.
The same thing has
and a lot of people didn't take it seriously. Even the guy, the daughter of the pastor of the Redeemed Christian pastor, and people were like, "Oh yeah, maybe she, nobody forced her." But these things have continued to happen. These are the reasons why we need to get Biafra, because when Biafra comes, everything is going to be organized, and we cannot experience all these things. I want us to stop fearing and doubting that Biafra is not going to come, because it's definitely going to come. We are God's people. Yesterday, I was talking to a white man, and I was telling him that Igbos are Jews. He asked me if I knew that it's easier for me to make heaven than himself, that he needs to struggle a lot to make heaven more than myself. So if we are God's own people, and the Gentiles, because I would say some of those nations that have been fighting for their freedom and getting it, they are Gentiles, because anyone that is not a Jew is a Gentile. If Gentiles can get their freedom, how much more you that is a child of God? So this is something that we need to ponder on. Biafra is going to be restored, and restored it will. Thank you very much, and God bless.
Thank you very, very much, my dear sister. We are grateful to all of you who listened to us this very evening, from the beautiful city of Bangkok here in Thailand, full of wonderful people. Biafrans are here. They are now formally constituted. They shall work for the salvation of our people. Sometimes people wonder why I go from year to year very upset and very angry. I just pray to God, please give us the means, give us the resources to meaningfully express how we feel towards these people. That is going to happen, and happen very soon it shall. Even our system is angry. It is even frozen from here. It doesn't want to do anything. So I don't have any song to play you out with from this end, and UHMFO is not in a position to do anything from his end either. We'll bring this program to an end by proclaiming very proudly to the whole world who are listening that Biafra is our religion. Radio Biafra is where we worship, and Chukwu Abiama is our God. Good night, everybody, and may God bless each and every one of you, especially those in Malaysia and here in Thailand. And you listeners across the world, may you, the area you're in, be like Malaysia. That is a very simple prayer we pray for you every day. More importantly, this same God will surely bless Biafra. Good morning. Let's be all.
from your throne, we shall.